Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future, leadership, and career development. Our goal is to inspire you and empower you to live an unlimited and smart future by breaking free from limiting beliefs, firefightings, and the invisible walls of our society. I'm your host, Cindy Mangeni, Future of Work expert, diversity accelerator, executive coach, and international speaker. Welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe, the podcast where we meet with impactful leaders to get their wisdom and insight on the future leadership and career development. Our special guest today is Rose Fasanelli. She's a Global Services Business Development Director at Hewlett Packard Enterprise. So thank you, Rose, for being with us today, and welcome to Glassbreakers Cafe.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure to be with you and all the audience here, all the leaders here today. And I want to thank you for the invite. It's a pleasure to share a little bit of my experience. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And you don't like it, but you have already spent almost 30 years in corporate America. So this is like a great, rich, diverse career. So we can know you a bit better. Could you please lead us into a brief journey of this 30-year career from your beginning to your current role at HPE?
Yes, sure. Yes. As you just mentioned, I have almost 30 years just in HP and Hewlett Packard Enterprise. But really, my career started pretty early. I was a 16 years old girl and I need to start working to save for college. And as you can see by my accent, I am Brazilian, right? So I'm a Latin girl, and starting in Brazil in a professional field, it's very difficult for a woman, right? And to get to a leadership role is harder. But I can tell you, I started pretty early in a financial sector, in a bank. At that time, I started in being a typist. But once the bank automation came, I had an opportunity to get a role in that area, in the technology area. For me, it was a huge breakthrough for my future, because then I saw what I want to focus and what I want to be in the future in my life. And I think that setting the goal at that point to be a leader in the tech industry made a huge difference in how I set up my future and build up and develop my skills to be where I am today. So it's not by chance, right? I think we need, as a leader, to prepare our future. It's not just wait for that to happen. So I started at that point. I could shape my academics to be in the technology area. I did my bachelor more in math applied science, that was information technology. And then I completed my master in that area. After 3 years working in the financial industry, I moved and I joined HP after I finished my master. And then I was already a professional in that area. I was a business analyst. I was designing the systems for the company at the time I joined in the IT organization. And I was not a leader. I was an individual contributor, but always looking forward to what I need to do to get to my next step in my career, what I need to do. And one of the things that was really important for me was to build a strong brand of someone that can deliver, that is committed, that has the innovation and agility that's needed in that type of function, right? So after 7 years in HP Brazil, I was moved to Miami, to US. As an IT analyst for now, not only Brazil, but also the Latin America region. So for me, moving from a country role to a regional role was it was really something that was a great opportunity, and not just because it's so difficult in a Latin environment, right? Latin America, to be able to achieve and be recognized by your work and your efforts, but also because at that time when I came to US, it was not easy for all the tramit of, you know, bringing someone from Brazil, Latin America to US. You need to really document all the skills, all the capabilities that the person had. So for me, was a recognition of my efforts at that point, coming to US and being able to do that professional field. And in the US, I had chance to not only hold many different roles as individual contributor in IT, as a manager in IT, but also moving from the IT to the business side. So I was able not only to shape my role as my plan, right, at the beginning of my career, but also I was able to absorb and learn new skills in that change that got me moving from the IT side, more technical skill, to more business skill, more strategic role. And that's what opened up the possibilities for me, not only to being a leader at the region, that is, you know, if you remember 10, 15, 20 years ago in Latin America, it was basically male dominated, right?
Yes.
I think that for me, being a leader, not only in IT, but also moving to the business as a leader, was a great opportunity and a great achievement for my career. But that does not come without effort. That's important. And you need to have your goals very clear, and you need to really deliver on expectations and be flexible to adapt, because any new role that you get is a new challenge. So being open to opportunities. And moving to the business, I was able then from a regional role to move to a global role, and supporting all the different geographies and different, I would say, different countries and cultures. And that brought to me a lot of learning, in terms of acceptance, flexibility, how we deal with different cultures, and we really do the inclusion. That's not just a word, right? We need to practice it every day, this inclusion. And now I'm leading a global team. It's about 15 resources across the world. And I have resources in Asia, Latin America, Europe. And what I brought to that team is the sense of culture, values, diversity, and also giving opportunities for each one of the team members to be a top talent, to develop new skills and be successful. I think that getting them to develop what is needed and having opportunity to experience, that brings the growth that we need. So for me, leading this global services business development team is being fantastic. I think it shows that basically in a plan, in your personal development, in your brand that is basically through the hard work, you can get where you set your path to go. So everyone having courage and be, I would say, more open to be in the areas that you feel uncomfortable, it's an opportunity for growth. And leadership is about being in areas that you don't know yet and you are learning, but you feel confident. You need to feel confident about yourself. So that's basically my path, where I get at this point in terms of my career. And I am always open to new opportunities. I think that for you that are here today with us. Make sure that you are confident in your capacity, skills, talents, and accept openly new opportunities. Maybe you feel a little bit uncomfortable to go out of your current area or job, but it's an opportunity for you to learn, and learning, it will develop you and you grow professionally. So that's very important.
I love it. There is a lot of things to unpack, Rose, in your career. But from your point of view, and after we share what I gain, because maybe you will share like the same point, when you look back at from your beginning to your current role as a global executive director in a major tech company, what will you say are the key lessons that helped you build this rich and diverse career?
Yeah, the first one I briefly mentioned in our first discussion is really be confident, have a plan. If you set your mind that you want to project your career to a certain direction, make sure to do a plan to develop skills in that area. Make sure to look for opportunities to experience what are the areas that you want to develop, so you can get the skills to move forward. And for me, what was really important was to be confident, because you know, being a Latin, a woman coming to US in the middle of, you know, Latin America male-dominated leaders, right? It was really important to be confident about my capacity to get where I set my goal to be. And it's all about being open to new opportunities, being open. And sometimes you don't need to have all the skills that the new job is asking. And it's not about fitting 100%. If you feel that you have 70-80% of these skills, and you are eager to learn, and you have the will to be successful, go ahead, that's for you. You need to get that role and execute on your plan, right? That's what it's about. And not always I was successful looking for my next step. Sometimes I try for a role that I was not selected, but that never pushed me back in terms of, oh, I will not try again. I think that gave me experience to be better in the second try and the third try, until, you know, you get what you want. It's resilience. I would say it's really about that point that you are creating the steps that you want to get there. If you cannot go up one step today, try tomorrow, try after tomorrow. You will be able to get where you want.
Yes, I love it. And part of what I get when you were speaking, and you mentioned it now again, is I have a plan. Like, you were intentional. You were intentional in having a clear vision where you wanted to be, but also having a clear vision of the brand, the image you wanted to project, right? Because there is one thing, what we want to achieve, but since we need people along the way to support us, we want to project the right vision. And I really love like this balance between intentionality, branding, and as you are mentioning, of course, skill set, because we need a certain skill set to excel in a job. So thank you very much, Rose, for sharing those nuggets. And as you were mentioning, throughout your career, you were mainly in a tech world, male-dominated work. So you were kind of a pioneer as a woman in tech. Thanks God, there is been a lot of progress in the last 30 years, but we know that we are still not where we should be. So I know like you are passionate about opening the more ways and opportunities for others. So share with us how you are contributing to help make the tech industry more diverse.
Yeah, that's something that each one of us is responsible, right? In our leadership role, in any role that you have today, you are also responsible to foster and stimulate diversity, equality, all the inclusion. And it's not just about words, but it's really executing, walking the talk. It's just getting done, right? And as I mentioned before, I'm leading a global team across the world. For me, diversity, inclusion, culture aspects is all part of my daily routine, right? Because everything that I do, I need to be very conscious about inclusion, making sure that everyone feel belonging. That's very important, because for you to say that you are doing this, it's not about what you say, it's about how your team, how others are perceiving that. And for me, usually when we hire an HP, it's a company that I would say that foster a lot of interaction, inclusion, and we look in the market for the top talent, but also we balance and bring opportunities for the minority, the woman, all the different communities, right, that exist. So anytime that we go outside or inside to look for a talent, we look on not only in the characteristics of the skills, the potential, the talent, but also that innovative view, the cultural aspect, the agility, how that person has other point of views that can bring innovation, right? And that's very important for me. It's always giving opportunity for other culture, other groups to be part of the team, because that brought that approach brings us the innovation, the challenging our status quo, right? And that's very important. The other thing that I foster in the team is to have interns. Usually we use, we connect with universities that have minority, that are colleges, usually community colleges, people that are really starting, right? They're academics, to bring them to this world, this global view of a company that's global, and understand their potential. And we coach them. Basically, the objective is to coach them for them to be successful, not only in that internship, but in their future career plan, and fostering that mentoring process that exists between an intern and the coach, right? And that for me is key. I always develop my team. I develop the talent, bringing skills that they don't have. So always preparing them for the next step in their career so they can also grow. It's not about me being successful, it's about the team, each one of them as an individual being successful. And it's very important to understand the diversity of their culture, getting to know them, understand their priorities, understand what they see that motivates them, so they get really included in the sense of belonging, right? That's very important.
And I love the fact how, because this is part of your role, you are working at the intersection between like diversity and also like the global mindset, because also one of the major changes in the last decades is like the world is becoming smaller and smaller, because now almost everybody should develop a global mindset to win in this new world of work. And you are in a global position, as you are mentioning, you have like more than 15 different people throughout the world. So I would love to know, what is your leadership style leading a global team, but also what are like the challenges that we are facing? Because we all know that leadership is not easy. Leadership is work. And leading people who are like you, sound like us, is not easy. So when you need to lead people from different culture, background, experiences, diverse people, as you were mentioning, I imagine there is also challenges along the way. So share with us your challenges and your style doing it.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Yeah, there are a lot of things that I value in the way that I deal with each individual in the team. And it's all about good communication, right? Mm. It's very important that we create that connection, good communication, listening, being a good listener about what they are facing in terms of challenges, what they are planning to do. You need to listen more. And then, of course, it's about providing continuous feedback. Mm. It's more, as I see, my role is more as a coach for them. And I feel that my team, I can really say most of them are leaders already. So what I can say is listen, communicate, understand their point of view, making the right questions, so they understand if their plans are robust enough. And, you know, in this virtual world, right, that we are now, more and more important, the communication and clarity. I'm very transparent in what I need them to deliver, creating goals that are clear, so they know exactly what are the expectations. There is no doubt about that. And then making sure that I'm doing whatever I can to support them to be successful. That's the thing. It's not about me alone. It's about we together. How we together get that done. How we face these roadblocks and overcome them. It's all about that communication. I usually have my staff calls. I try to keep them updated on the company news, all the things that are happening. And the other one that I value a lot is the one-on-one time. Mm. Having that one time that is not just about work. I think that work is a part of that time, but most is about how they are feeling, how they are outside of the work, how is their life going? They are facing other challenges, especially now with all this pandemic and situation that changes depending on the country. I try to be very conscious about what they are facing in their life that may or may not, right, impact their work, so I can support them and they can feel supported. I think that's one area that I value a lot, the one-on-ones. And you asked me about the challenges, right? Being a global team, I think that the challenge for us as a team and for me as a leader is really about the time zone and how we connect with the different team members. Because if we talk about Asia, right, I'm based in Miami. So practically we are in the reverse time. So how we connect more frequently and how I can have these team meetings that everyone connects at the same time. So that's one point that I usually try to overcome. And making sure that I have flexibility in my working time. So if one day I need to stay later to talk with Asia, I will start a little bit late that day. If I need to talk with someone from Americas, I can be earlier, or Latin America, I can be a little bit earlier another day. So I balance and I try to balance as much as I can work and life, right? Trying to make sure that my team can do that too, because they are also global.
Yes.
You can imagine the challenge there. And for us, that's been one of the key challenges. And being a global team and have experienced many different cultures, for us, it is more common in the communication and language. That's not really a challenge. I would say if I have a new team member, the challenge usually is for that person to get used on how to be flexible, how to understand the different cultures, how to work with these different values and ideas. But that's easily overcome it with coaching and support. So yeah, that's basically what we face in this global world.
No, and thank you very much, because those global teams are going to become more and more common, especially now with COVID, when there will be like more remote teams. So people are going to take the talent wherever the talent is, and we will have like more for this more global team, for this business, like this global mindset and being able to have like a multicultural leadership skill set would be like critical for almost any leaders. Yeah. And you are mentioning a lot about talent. And when we talk about diversity, you touch some point about hiring like future employee, because we can see that this moment there is a war for talent. People, especially after the pandemic, was still like coming out of the pandemic, but it was like the great resignation or the great awakening, where people really are taking time to evaluate where they want to work. So the talent is rare, and you being a global leader in a major tech company, what are the qualities you are looking for in a future employee?
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic question. And as I mentioned before, we are always looking to acquire talent. That's one component of my strategic workforce plan, because we need new ideas and someone that will really challenge us, right? And new mind. Every time that I have an opportunity, you know, in the team to grow the team, to bring new talent, I look for that diversity that we talked about in different culture. It's key for us. So that's in my plan. I always look for diversity, how we can get representation from different groups in the team. And for me, the key skills that I look, right, what I'm looking when I bring this talent. First is innovation. I need someone that has that mindset to look always, okay, we have this working, but because it's working does not mean that we should not break down and do something new and innovate and more, put simplicity, right, and transform and maybe automate. So that innovation for me is key. And also someone that question our status quo, because if we are so many years doing the same, yeah, we kind of thinking the same, right? So that's very important. The other aspect for us as a global team is the flexibility, because you cannot have someone that really has certain parameters in the work, needs to work based in the goals, in the results. It's not about time, it's not about, you know, someone monitoring that work. It's really about being self, I would say more self-learned, self-proactive to go after the things and get done, but with flexibility. Same flexibility that I mentioned to you before in terms of adapting your daily work time to different aspects of the global business. That's the flexibility that I need. And more in this environment, we need that flexibility, yes, right? So that's one of them. And the other one is, because we are in a segment that is so agile, I need someone that's agile too, that looks not to get the analytics 100% matching before make a decision and move forward with the action plan. Because if we take longer to react to something, we lose momentum. So agility and that accelerated thinking about, okay, if I need to do that, it's something that will give me results now, and I need now, I don't need in 3 months from now. That's very important, that agility and getting things done and provide the commitment. And also it will help them to also create that brand and deliver on their results, right? Having these three capabilities. And of course, they need to have the skills for the job, specific qualifications. But I would say that agility, flexibility, and innovative mindset, that's what I look in a candidate.
Great. So thanks for sharing those insights, because I know also tech is a segment industry where a lot of people want to go, so that they can be prepared with the right skill set. And you know what, Rose, we are coming to an end on our time together. Time really is flying by. Yay. And for the last question, I love to ask my guests to share more part of their secret dreams. Mm-hmm. So for you, the question will be, if you could have one additional hour, a 25-hour day, what will you do with this additional hour?
Yes, I will take it. I will really take it. Yes, because, but you know, something important I will take, but not really to spend only working. I will take really to do things that I like to do, right? I like my work. Okay, I can use that 25 hours in my work. But I think that the work-life balance and the hours that I already spend in the work are enough. But I am always looking for that additional hour to do what I like outside of the work. So spending time with my family, I love to travel. I love to have this 1 hour, additional hour to be in a touristic place, you know, meeting something about a culture, maybe in a, yeah, eating some nice food in another country. I will get that hour to do things that I like. And of course, if you are in a demanding position, work, you usually work well in terms of your balancing your time for the day. So that's not a problem for me, but I'm always in need of more hours for my personal likes, right? Reading a book and making sure that I have a game night with friends, something like that. I will certainly get that 1 hour and use well. And thank you, Cindy. Really nice. And Cindy, you mentioned that we are getting to an end, and I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you for the program. I think that you are doing this fantastic Grassbreakers Cafe to focus on leadership and developing and career growth, and a fantastic initiative and program. And congratulations. Well done. Well directed, and you are doing a fantastic job. And thanks for inviting me. It is really a pleasure.
No, and thanks for taking the time, because I know like you are super busy, and especially with a global team, to share with us, because you share like really insightful and timely information about what are like the skills for the future, what are like skills to build a career, because everybody wants to strive in their career, sharing like your personal lessons and elements so important about how to really build a diverse team, because some people are still like reluctant. So really thanks for taking the time to share those insights, and to close like on a dreaming note of having one additional hour to enjoy more of our life and our family and our friends. So I really, really appreciate it also, Rose. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good day, and thank you. Thank you, everyone, and success for all. And remember, be courageous, confidence, get what you want, do your plan.
Awesome. So for the audience, I hope you took a lot of notes, and I'm seeing you next week at the next encounter at the Grassbreakers Cafe. If you enjoyed today's episode of Grassbreakers Cafe, please subscribe and share with your friends on social media. Also, be sure to follow me, your host, Cindy Mongenet, on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If there is any special guest or special topic you would like us to address, please drop me a note at cindy@newskiesnation.com. Thanks a lot for joining us today. And remember, no one can predict the future, but we still need to prepare for it. See you next week.